AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. All of our top local stories, 8:05. Then at 8:21, it's our monthly real estate report for the town of Greenwich with 2020 president of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, John McAtee, as well as Stacy Lowe, executive vice president. WGCH newsletter time is 7:51. Third Thursday of each month means State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich joins me for a legislative update. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
All right. Well, let's talk about the special session. Any idea when this is going to happen?
Well, I am very hopeful it will be called any day. I am hearing rumors that it might be in July. It can't be soon enough as far as I'm concerned. We have a lot of work to do. And even though the legislature closed on May 6th, we've all been working really hard. And in fact, just this week, I hosted the first virtual banking committee public hearing, which was really an important first step because I wanted to learn from everybody, actually, what we could do as a legislature to help issues that have either come up during COVID or have become worse during COVID. And so we heard from all sorts of housing advocates and the bankers of Connecticut and the banking department. And we have some really concrete ideas of things that we can do to help people. And the good news is that we already did things prior to this pandemic that will help people. Like, for instance, last year, we extended the foreclosure mediation program by 4 years, which will actually help thousands of people who might otherwise face foreclosure stay in their home and work things out. So I can't wait to get back into session and get to work.
I know the governor's getting pushback about the eviction moratorium. Would that fall under that committee as well?
Well, everything the governor has done is by executive order. So can we legislate? No, actually, evictions probably would come under my other committee, which is the Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we could, if we were in session, legislate on any number of things. And what's really interesting is that I learned by going directly to the source that we actually have the ability to vote remotely. The software in the Capitol and the House Legislative Board was updated about a few weeks ago, and it's been tested, and we actually could vote remotely. And so it's incredibly frustrating to me that we're not actually doing that, because if you don't have to be in the building, then there's really no excuse for not.
And is that allowed by the Constitution?
The Constitution, I think, is silent on virtual. It didn't contemplate any sort of virtual meetings, but certainly the legislature could make the accommodations necessary and whatever policies might be restrictive, but I don't know of any policies that restrict virtual hearings and virtual legislating.
You mentioned a lot of things for a special session. Right now, it looks like policing and voting are the things. I mean, would there be an expansion of this to other items?
Oh, yes. It was never our intention to just go back for absentee ballots and policing. And we wrote, as a caucus, we wrote a letter a few days ago that was published as an op-ed that said that we have a much, much broader agenda. We want to address all sorts of issues, again, which have become exacerbated because of COVID. We want to figure out what we can do, and there are already lots of ideas of what we can do to help people who've been really adversely impacted.
I was speaking with State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich. You were at the Armstrong Court event on this past Saturday?
Yes, I was.
Tell
it was exciting to be there.
Big thing, right?
Yeah, it's great. Affordable housing, especially in high opportunity communities, which is what Greenwich is really a tremendous step forward in helping our state, because the more diverse our communities are, the more real opportunity everybody has to access quality education, healthcare, et cetera. And we know for a fact that, you know, someone who grows up in a low-income family in Hartford versus a low-income family in Greenwich, they will have two very, very different outcomes in terms of their education and their opportunities. So So having more, you know, working families in Greenwich and who are able to raise their kids here and send them to the excellent schools here is a win-win for everybody, for the state, actually.
All right. What are your constituents telling you about the reopening of Connecticut? Right pace, too fast, too slow? What are they telling you?
Well, I hear everything. Some people are very concerned, and I understand it because the guidelines and the and on wearing masks, you know, everything is actually voluntary, and so it really depends. The success of this reopen plan depends on people cooperating with voluntary policies, and that's, you know, when things are voluntary, they're subjective, and then they're really impossible to enforce. So we're really relying on people's intelligence and goodwill and sense of responsibility to do what's right. Everybody has to keep wearing masks in public, no matter what. There are specific sector guidelines for the sectors that are now open, which include hotels. And, you know, and if people see something, especially if somebody working in an industry sees something that's not safe or their employer is not following the suggested guidelines, then they should call 211 and report it. What happens after that is unclear, you know, what the actual enforcement is, but I know that the municipal governments do get involved when they have to. They certainly send warnings, and they try to get everybody to do the right thing.
All right, State Senator Alexandra Kasser, well, we'll speak next month, and hopefully we'll be talking about some actual legislation, right?
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for your time. Stay safe. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Great. State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich joins us on the third Thursday of each month, coming up next Thursday at 7:50, State Representative Harry Arora.